Yes, hello, good morning, ma'am. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what's most important to people across a couple of topics. Your participation is important to the success of this research, and all your answers are confidential. Do you have a few minutes, ma'am, for a quick survey?
Yes.
Okay, understood. Thank you. And when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction
very
in which the country? Okay, thank you. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale 0 to 10, which means 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it is a very important issue to you. From 0 to 10, I'm going to read a couple of subjects, and you let me know 0 to 10, okay? The first one is inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Okay. K-12 education.
10.
Democracy.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
10.
Immigration.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
Climate change.
Definitely 10.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
10.
Healthcare.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Okay. Student loan debt.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Crime and violence.
10.
And lastly here, voting rights.
10.
Okay, next topic is, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes some things come up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. And what is your race, ma'am?
African American.
Okay, thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered? Okay, thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
1956.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received, like 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate diploma or equivalent, like a GED, some college, but not no degree, associate degree, bachelor, master's, professional
1 year
degree.
Of college.
Okay, thank you. Hey, I did 1 year of college also. Unfortunately,
well,
I couldn't continue. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matter to you. 0 to 10.
Hopefully a 10.
Okay, thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power, to make changes on issues that matter to their community. 0 to 10?
8.
Oh, okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is from 0 to 10. The Democratic Party?
A five.
A five, okay. Joe Biden?
Eight.
Eight, okay. Donald Trump?
Zero.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Maybe a five.
Okay, thank you. Kamala Harris?
10.
Okay, and the Republican Party?
Five.
Okay, thank you. And I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, or you do not plan to vote?
Undecided.
Okay. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Again, Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy, Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, or I do not plan to vote?
Undecided.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in 2020? General elections for president, were you not able to vote?
I voted.
For Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe
yes.
Jorgensen?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Half and half.
Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought you should have happen by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10. 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you're not sure. And a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Let me read off the subject. Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly from 0 to 10.
8.
Okay. President Biden.
8.
Okay. Supreme Court.
8.
Okay. White supremacists.
5.
Okay. Donald Trump.
5.
Okay. Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
5.
Okay. And the last one here, Governor Kemp.
8.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost there. Sorry. Thank you for your time, by the way. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 means you're not sure, and a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any from 0 to 10. The first subject here is 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. From 0 to 10, again, 0 would not motivate you to vote at all. 5, not sure, and 10. Okay, and the 10 is would strongly motivate you to vote. Well, you said 5. Thank you. And next one here is, we made strides towards building Black Power together. While there is a still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement by standing united and maintaining patience with each other. We can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. From 0 to 10?
8.
Okay, thank you. And the 2021 Infrastructure and Job Act support the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefits, saving $21.8 million monthly. From 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. And the next one here, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers. From 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of a foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth 18 through 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that a vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you?
8.
From 0 to 10? Okay.
8.
How much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? From 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. And as you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10?
Not sure.
Where a 0 means that you're not likely to vote, and a 10 means you're extremely likely to vote. 0 to 10.
8.
8. Okay. All right. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Okay. And do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight?
Straight.
Two. Okay, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Okay. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democratic.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Would you say full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Full-time.
Okay. Thank you. And last year, that it is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Was it less than 25,000, 25 to 35,000, 35 to 40? Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. And I do have, I hope you have yourself a lovely weekend, and thank you for your time. Okay, ma'am?
Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a lovely day.
You too, bye-bye.